Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, legislators are just beginning to pore over Governor Charlie Baker's new state budget. The $42.7 billion spending plan landed in their inboxes yesterday. Among other things, it recommends that funding for K-12 public education be increased by $1 billion in the next 7 years. More from WBUR's Steve Brown.
It's the opening salvo of the state budget debate, the annual three-way tug-of-war between the governor, the House, and the Senate over how to spend the state's limited resources. In years past, a structural deficit coupled with runaway spending on mass health meant some major priorities just had to take a back seat to more pressing issues. Now, with the deficit and mass health issues somewhat resolved, Governor Charlie Baker is looking to other investment priorities, starting with education.
Today, alongside our budget proposal, we're filing a multi-year school finance reform initiative, which will increase funding for school districts to invest in a quality education for every child, regardless of their zip code, including a significant increase in funding for communities with the highest need.
While the governor continues to tout Massachusetts' public education achievements, he acknowledges the existence of an achievement gap that has left some students in poorer school districts lagging behind those in more well-to-do areas. The governor's budget adopts proposals from a special school funding commission that recommended increased spending on health care, special education, low-income students, and English language learners. The school funding boost is being praised by many, including Marie Frances Rivera of the Mass Budget and Policy Center.
The governor's proposal is an indication that he understands the need for new revenue and supporting all the things that we care about. You know, in order to make the bold moves that we want to in the state, we're going to need to raise significant new revenue on top of what the governor proposed in order to make those investments.
But Eileen McEnany of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation is more cautious.
I think it's important that we do begin to address some of the issues that were highlighted in the Foundation Budget Review Commission. For Mass taxpayers, though, what we will really look at and make sure that any education funding proposal is very clear on the goals that they're trying to achieve.
And that's part of what's in the governor's companion bill. It gives the education commissioner more authority to approve turnaround plans for underperforming schools, as well as withhold funds from lagging districts until they accept suggested remedies. The focus on education funding and reform in the governor's budget overshadowed some other key provisions in the document. He's recommending the state allow sports betting, predicting that will bring in $35 million during the upcoming fiscal year. He wants to modernize sales tax collection by having big vendors pay earlier and more frequently, and he's suggesting expanding the state's cigarette tax to vaping products. Governor Baker is also looking to the manufacturers of opioids to help pay for treating those who suffer from substance misuse. He's proposing a tax on their gross receipts from the sale of opioid products, saying it will bring in an extra $14 million to defray the cost.
The manufacturers have a lot to do with creating the crisis that we all are paying for every day, and creating a mechanism in which they put something in to help pay for the carnage they've created, I think, is important.
With the governor's budget now filed, the next moves are up to the legislature. After a series of hearings in February and March, the House will put out its version of the budget in April, and the Senate will follow suit in May. Both the House and Senate versions will be reconciled into a final budget scheduled sometime in June. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.